Morning, everyone. Dear God, thank you for this beautiful day you have brought us to. Thank you that we all get together today to worship you, Lord. I pray for the people who are sick or hurting to this day, whether it be from wars, daily injuries, or common colds, that they will find peace or that you would help them to overcome their physical or mental pain. I pray for the people who are grieving today, for their friends or family members no longer with them. Please comfort them and be with them in their grief. For the people in the world, friends, family, or people who don't know you, God, would you show them all who you are and that you are our Savior, destined to save us from this world of sin and brokenness, that they'd come to know you, Lord, and follow you wherever you call them to go. I pray for our government, that you would be with the Prime Minister, politicians, and help them to make the right decisions for the benefit of all of us. I pray that our country will be in peace during these days of the long wars we see in the media today. I also pray for the people who are out on the streets, homeless, poor, weak, and vulnerable, that you would provide for their daily needs and you would protect them. I pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I don't know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you so for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner of worthy the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one Spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have.